At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We all experience moments when we feel powerless in the face of life's challenges. Well, today, we will explore how to walk with confidence, knowing that you are backed by divine authority. I will guide you through the depths of God's Word to unveil the profound power He has bestowed upon us as His children. We will discover the true meaning of walking in divine authority. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine a master key that unlocks every door in a vast mansion. This key represents the divine authority God has given us. It opens doors of opportunity, breakthrough, and victory in every area of our lives. Just as a skilled conductor leads an orchestra to create beautiful harmonies, God calls us to conduct our lives with the authority He has granted us. In Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus declares, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." This profound statement sets the stage for our exploration of divine authority. Christ, having all authority, has empowered us to walk in that same authority as His ambassadors on earth. Let us uncover the huge potential that lies within each of us as we learn to walk in divine authority and experience the depths of this life-changing truth. Now, let us explore the concept of understanding divine authority. My friends, to walk in divine authority, we must first understand what it truly means. Divine authority is not about wielding power for our own gain, but about aligning ourselves with God's will and purpose. It's the ability to speak and act on behalf of God, carrying out His mission on earth. When we grasp this concept, we begin to see the world through a new lens. In Luke 10, verse 19, Jesus tells His disciples, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." This verse reveals the extent of the authority given to us by Christ. We have been empowered to overcome every obstacle and challenge that comes our way. But with great power comes great responsibility. We must use this authority wisely and in accordance with God's word. Divine authority is not about dominating others or asserting our own will. Rather, it's about serving others and bringing God's kingdom to earth. When we walk in divine authority, we become vessels of God's love and power. We carry His presence wherever we go, bringing light into darkness. This authority is not earned through our own efforts or merits. It is freely given to us by God through our relationship with Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2, verse 6, Paul writes, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus." This heavenly position speaks of the authority we have in Christ. We are no longer bound by earthly limitations, but operate from a heavenly perspective. To walk in divine authority, we must first recognize our identity in Christ. We are children of the Most High God, joint heirs with Christ. This identity gives us the confidence to step out in faith and exercise our God-given authority We no longer need to cower in fear or doubt our ability to make a difference. My dear friends, understanding divine authority is the first step towards walking in it. It's about recognizing the power that God has placed within us and using it for His glory. As we embrace this truth, we begin to see transformation in our lives and in the lives of those around us. We become agents of change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Bring God's power and love into every situation. Walking in divine authority means living with a kingdom mindset. We see challenges not as overwhelming obstacles, but as opportunities for God's power to be displayed. In Mark 11, verse 23, Jesus says, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." This verse illustrates the power of speaking with divine authority. Our words, when aligned with God's will, have the power to move mountains. But remember, this authority is not about manipulating circumstances for our benefit. It's about partnering with God to see His will done on earth as it is in heaven. Walking in divine authority requires a deep relationship with God. We must stay connected to the source of our authority through prayer and study of His Word. As we grow in our understanding of God's character and His ways, we grow in our ability to exercise divine authority. We begin to discern His voice more clearly and act in alignment with His will. My friends, divine authority is not a concept reserved for a select few. It's available to all who believe in Jesus Christ and accept Him as Lord and Savior. I encourage you to reflect on your own life. Are you walking in the divine authority that God has given you? Are you using your God-given power to bring about positive change in your world? Or are you shrinking back, unaware of the authority you possess? Remember, you are a child of God, empowered by His Spirit to do great things. Embrace this truth and begin to walk in the fullness of your divine authority. Let's now examine how to exercise divine authority in our daily lives. My friends, now that we understand what divine authority is, let's explore how we can exercise it in our daily lives. Walking in divine authority is not a one-time event, but a continuous journey of faith and obedience. In our everyday experiences, we encounter numerous opportunities to exercise this God-given authority. From the moment we wake up to the time we lay our heads down to sleep, we can operate in this power. Let's start with our thoughts. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5 instructs us, "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." This verse teaches us to exercise authority over our minds. We have the power to control our thoughts and align them with God's truth. When negative thoughts arise, we can use our divine authority to reject them. We can speak God's word over our minds and emotions, bringing them under the lordship of Christ. Next, let's consider our speech. Our words carry immense power, and we must use them wisely. Proverbs 18, verse 20. One reminds us, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. When we speak with divine authority, our words have the power to bring life, healing, and transformation. We can use our speech to encourage others, to declare God's promises, and to speak hope into hopeless situations. In your workplace, you can exercise divine authority by speaking words of wisdom and truth. Your words can bring clarity to confusion and solutions to problems. At home, you can use your authority to create an atmosphere of love and peace. Speak blessings over your family members and declare God's protection over your household. Divine authority also extends to our actions. We are called to be the hands and feet of Jesus in this world. In James 2, verse 17, we read, "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Our faith in God's authority must be accompanied by corresponding actions. When we see injustice, we can take a stand for righteousness. When we encounter sickness, we can pray for healing with authority. When we see need, we can extend a helping hand, knowing that God's power flows through us. My dear friends, exercising divine authority often requires stepping out of our comfort zones. It means being bold and courageous, even when faced with opposition. Remember the story of Peter walking on water? He exercised divine authority when he stepped out of the boat at Jesus' command. Though he faltered when he took his eyes off Jesus, Peter's initial step of faith demonstrates the power of acting on God's word. We too can do the seemingly impossible when we step out in faith, exercising the authority God has given us. In your community, you can exercise divine authority by being a peacemaker. You can bring reconciliation where there is conflict and unity where there is division. At your church, you can use your authority to serve others and build up the body of Christ. Your prayers, your service, and your words of encouragement can make a significant impact. Even in the face of spiritual warfare, we have been given authority. Ephesians 6 verse 12 reminds us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." We have the authority to resist the enemy and stand firm in our faith. Through prayer and declaration of God's word, we can overcome spiritual attacks. My friends, exercising divine authority is not about being loud or forceful. It's about being confident in who God has made you to be and in the power he has given you. It's about walking in humility, knowing that our authority comes from God alone. We are simply vessels through which his power flows. As you go about your day, look for opportunities to exercise your divine authority. It could be in comforting a friend, praying for a sick colleague, or making ethical decisions in your workplace. Remember, every act of obedience to God is an exercise of divine authority. When you choose to forgive, to love unconditionally, to serve selflessly, you are walking in your God-given authority. My dear friends, I want to encourage you to be bold in exercising your divine authority. Don't shrink back from the power that God has given you. My friends, let's now examine how to manifest divine authority in our daily walk. This is where the rubber meets the road, where our understanding transforms into action. To truly walk in divine authority, we must integrate it into every aspect of our lives. It's not just for Sunday mornings or special occasions, but for every moment of every day. Let's start with our personal relationships. Divine authority empowers us to love unconditionally and forgive freely. In Colossians 3 verse 13, we are instructed, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." When we exercise divine authority and forgiveness, we break chains of bitterness and resentment. We create space for healing and reconciliation, reflecting God's heart to those around us. In your family, use your authority to speak words of blessing over your loved ones. Declare God's promises over your children, your spouse, and your extended family. At work, let divine authority guide your decisions and interactions. Be a person of integrity, showing God's love and wisdom in your professional life. Remember, walking in divine authority doesn't mean you'll never face challenges. In fact, it often attracts opposition from those who don't understand or accept God's power. But take heart, for 1 John 4, verse 4 assures us, "You're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." When faced with opposition, stand firm in your God-given authority. Respond with love and wisdom, knowing that God's power within you is greater than any external force. Divine authority also extends to our stewardship of resources. We are called to manage our finances, time, and talents with godly wisdom. In Matthew 25, verse 21, we read, "His Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.'" As we faithfully steward what God has entrusted to us, he increases our authority and influence. Use your resources to bless others and advance God's kingdom. In your community, exercise divine authority by being a force for positive change. Stand up for justice, show compassion to the needy, and be a light in dark places. When you see a need, don't wait for someone else to act. Step out in faith, knowing that God has given you the authority to make a difference. Divine authority also empowers us in our spiritual warfare. We are not helpless against the schemes of the enemy. Ephesians 6 verse 11 exhorts us, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Through prayer, declaration of God's word, and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can resist temptation and overcome spiritual attacks. Don't be passive in your spiritual life. Actively use your authority to stand firm in faith. My dear friends, walking in divine authority means living with a kingdom perspective. We see the world not just as it is, but as God intends it to be. In every situation, ask yourself, "How can I exercise God's authority here?" Look for opportunities to bring heaven to earth in your daily interactions. Remember, divine authority is not about dominating others or pursuing selfish ambitions. It's about serving others and glorifying God in all we do. Jesus, our ultimate example, used his authority to heal the sick, feed the hungry, and set the captives free. We are called to follow in his footsteps, using our authority for the good of others. In your prayer life, approach God with the confidence of a beloved child. Ephesians 3 verse 12 reminds us, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him." Pray with authority, knowing that you have direct access to the throne of grace. Your prayers can move mountains and change situations. As you go about your day, be aware of the Holy Spirit's leading. Divine authority operates most effectively when we are in tune with God's will. Be sensitive to God's voice, ready to act on His promptings. Sometimes, a simple word of encouragement or a small act of kindness can have a profound impact when done under divine authority. My friends, walking in divine authority is a lifelong journey of growth and learning. Don't be discouraged if you stumble or face setbacks along the way. Remember, your authority is not based on your performance, but on your position in Christ. Rest in His love and grace as you learn to walk in the fullness of your divine authority. I want to encourage you to start right where you are. Begin exercising your divine authority in the small things, and watch as God expands your influence. Whether you're at home, at work, or in your community, you carry the authority of Christ. Let His light shine through you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to those around you. My dear friends, you are called to walk in divine authority. Embrace this truth. Step out in faith and watch as God works mightily through you. My friends, walking in divine authority is not just a privilege, but a responsibility we carry as children of God. As we leave this time together, I challenge you to step boldly into the authority Christ has given you, using it to bring His light, love, and power into every area of your life and the lives of those around you. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, You are the Almighty God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Your power is beyond measure. Your love is everlasting, and Your wisdom is infinite. I stand in awe of Your majesty, Your holiness, and Your perfect righteousness. You are the creator of all things, the sustainer of life, and the author of salvation. Your mercy endures forever, and Your faithfulness reaches to the heavens. I thank You, Lord, for the gift of divine authority that You have bestowed upon me. Thank You for making me a joint heir with Christ, seated with Him in heavenly places. I am grateful for the power of Your Holy Spirit that dwells within me. Thank You for empowering me to be Your ambassador on earth. I am grateful for Your daily provisions and blessings. Merciful Lord, forgive me for my sins and guide me toward Your grace and mercy. Forgive me, Father, for the times I have shrunk back from using the authority You've given me. I repent for the times I have doubted Your power and walked in fear instead of faith. As You have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have hurt or wronged me. Lord, I thank You for a deeper understanding of the divine authority that You've granted me. Teach me to walk confidently in this authority, not for my glory, but for Yours. Show me how to use this authority to bring Your kingdom to earth. I declare that I am a child of God, clothed with power from on high. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of fear, doubt, and insecurity that has held me back. I bind the lies of the enemy that have made me feel powerless or insignificant. I claim the truth of God's word over my life, affirming my identity and authority in Christ. Father, I pray for wisdom to exercise this divine authority in every area of my life. Guide me in using this power to bring healing, hope, and transformation to those around me. Help me to speak words of life and to act with boldness, knowing that you are with me. Empower me to stand firm against injustice and to be a voice for the voiceless. Lord, I ask for your blessings to flow abundantly in my life and through me to others. I pray for physical healing for myself and my loved ones. I ask for emotional healing from past hurts, traumas, and disappointments. Lord, bring restoration to broken relationships and men's shattered dreams. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy. Spiritual, physical, emotional, and financial. I rebuke every spirit of lack, depression, anxiety, and confusion. I declare protection over my mind, my body, my loved ones, and my possessions. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, for I am hidden in Christ. Lord, I ask that you extend these blessings and prayers to my loved ones. May they too walk in divine authority, fully aware of their position in Christ. Protect them, provide for them, and pour out your favor upon them. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. We declare that we are your children, empowered by your Spirit to do great things. We claim the victory that Christ has won for us on the cross. Father, we ask that you fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Anoint us with power from on high to walk in divine authority. Right now, we thank you for the healing that is flowing through our bodies, minds, and spirits. We praise you for the protection you provide, surrounding us like a shield. Lord, help us to manifest your authority in our daily lives. May we be bold in our faith, courageous in our actions, and loving in our interactions. Use us to bring your light into dark places and your hope to the hopeless. Let your power flow through us to impact our families, communities, and nations. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.